Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That's what I do. It's been a while since I've been in a... I miss being in the pressers every single day. I do miss the scrums. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yesterday's presser with the Golden State Warriors actually, like, it made me feel better if I was a Warriors fan, speaking of the pressers. Like, listening to Draymond...
I can't believe how much I love Rizzotto.
Yeah, I know.
At Reardon Rizzotto, that's all love. You tell the basketball head coach
at
up
this
there
point, Bonte's,
to stop being sensitive that I got love for Reardon.
At this point, Bonte's going to come to the high school to do a talk like he does at SF State.
Oh, they won't ever let
TED
me
talk with
they
Bonte.
They won't allow me at Reardon for that one.
I'll facilitate. Hey, Shasky did that downtown luncheon that they did.
Yeah.
Maybe next year for Bonte Hill.
Shasky did a hell of a job at their luncheon. I already did a hell of a job there. So that's good. That's good. Shout out to Craig Sargent, the new baseball coach up there.
Talking about patting yourself on the back real quick as we're doing that. Do you hear Draymond Green yesterday in the presser? Do we have that?
No.
We'll get to it in a second.
Leave my boy Dane alone, man. You've been all over Draymond the last 2 days here.
Someone has to hold him accountable, all right?
He's playing well.
Great.
He's playing well right now.
Congratulations. He's scored double-digit points.
Hey, no, you know what? He's done that a lot this year.
Yeah.
No, he's playing well.
That's
great. You guys want to trade this guy for Zion Williamson, who can't even stay on a damn court? I'm telling you, Zion's rookie season, I kid you not. When I visited Locker Room Bonte.
There you go.
Zion Williamson, his rookie year, needed two people to help him take off his tank top that's under his jersey. That's how big he is. I was like, damn. I've never seen. He needed people to help him.
That's called being a physical specimen, Bonte.
No, that's called being out of shape.
Run around the studio naked.
Zion was out running around the locker room naked. Not sure where that job comes
from. Mariah Mills.
But you know what?
Continue.
You know what? Screw that. You're trying to trade my Hall of Famer, my four-time champion, for Zion Williamson? Back up, Spadoni. That's what you do in Lakerland. Don't do that here. All right? That's not what we're doing.
It's called a commitment to excellence, Bonte. And I thought the Warriors wanted to compete for titles still. I thought that was what the expectation is in Golden State with Joe Lacob. The expectations are to win.
Why would you want to trade your championship player?
I'm trading a declining player is what I would be doing. And the stock right now might be at an all-time high for Draymond Green coming off that performance. But anyways, yesterday in the presser, what he had to say in regards
all-time
to
high.
You know, Stephen Curry, because Reggie Miller was on the broadcast yesterday at TNT, and Reggie Miller was in the building, and you know, Steph likes to show out in front of guys like that, in front of Ray Allen, the greatest three-point shooters of all time, right? And so Draymond was like, you know, sometimes it just takes one of those people to be in the crowd. Kind of like me when I was in Paris at courtside in the gold medal game and Stephen Curry went off. I was like, yeah, Draymond, because Steph really went off because you were in the crowd in Paris, not the entire world watching him. It was Draymond Green specific. I just like, oh my God. I wish I had the confidence of a Draymond Green sometimes. Hey, I do.
It'd go a long way, buddy. Here's Draymond Green to ask about Steph's great shooting night.
It was great, especially beat that he barely practiced yesterday. Kind of walk around practice, doing everything with his left hand. We did a conditioning drill, full court layups at the end, but interesting conditioning, he did all of them with his left hand, even on the right side. So to see him come out and have the game that he had, just kind of sums up Steph.
Yeah, I was concerned with the tape all over his right thumb. I was like, man, I asked Festus in the pregame, it's like, what is it like to shoot with that? He goes, Bonte, you know I'm not a shooter. I'm a shot blocker. It's like, well, I'm trying to give you a ball, throw you a bone here. But Monty Poole, who joined us yesterday, as well as Festus Zeeley, said it's going to have no impact. And it didn't have any impact. He didn't miss a three last night. The only shots he missed was inside the arc. He was 3 of 7 on twos and Dave Nay for the three-point line.
I don't admit, like, when it's like the finger or the thumb, like, I don't worry about certain shooters like that. Like, all-time greats, they'll figure it out. Like, I remember Kobe had to play with the splint on his non-shooting hand before. Like, they figure it out. They're going to be fine at the end of the day. It's the guys that don't have the greatest shots, like Festus Lucci. He's like, for a guy like me, that I would have probably struggled. But for Steph, you know, when Anthony Slater joined us, our 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider yesterday, he said, yeah, he expects him to play. He'll probably be fine. I didn't sweat it after that. Yeah. When a guy like Anthony says he'll be fine, he'll probably be fine.
Yeah. Let's go to Oscar in Stockton. I know he's always fine with the Warriors. Oscar, what's happening, man? Good morning to you.
What's up, O?
Hey, good morning to you guys, man. That's what I like about 95.7 The Game. You guys, you know, you talk your realness when it's there, and if you mess up, you come back and apologize. But not you guys, man. I like about that, you guys, you wake my morning up, you know, with good analysis, man. So I'll give y'all that props. Another thing, like I was saying, the way we pass the basketball is the way we have to play. And I know Kerr emphasized that at the practice. And Stephen Curry, when you talked about the last game, they have to start running the offense, and they did that last night. And the floodgates opened up. You know, once Steph started hitting and started playing with joy, the first shot, he said he did it on purpose. And that got everybody going. That got him going. I haven't seen Curry play like that with the joy. And, you know, everybody keep on talking about Jonathan Kuminga, Bonte, like you say. You get a young man 30 minutes a game, and you see what's happening. We have to continue to let him play and let Moses Moody play. Moses Moody's shot looked good. You know, it looked good, and that opened the offense up. Yeah. And not only that, Schroeder, you got to get him at least play 10 games. You see what happened last night. Schroeder is starting to get into the offense, and he played his butt off yesterday. You know, the whole team, man. So, I mean, we got a good organization, a good coaching staff. I know everybody wants to panic. Like I said yesterday, we're 16-16. The season not over with. If we do make a move, good. We need a big man. But if we don't make a move, this team is going to improve, man. Like Steph said, they was 12-3 for a reason.
Right.
A bad team doesn't start off 12-3. They'll get it back, man. We are shooters. And last night, it opened the floodgates. And right from this point on, guarantee the Warriors will get their stride back.
Ooh,
you guys have a nice day, man.
I love the optimism, Oscar. Very, very good points there. Well said, Oscar. And Moses Moody, that's three straight games in which he scored a double figures. Three straight games in which Moses Moody has scored a double figures. And he looks confident, and he's just playing out there without thinking. So that's a good development here. If Buddy Hield's going to struggle, Moses Moody could pick up the slack. Moses Moody went 4-5 from the three-point line last night. Dennis Schroeder, as Oscar pointed out, his point-of-attack defense on Tyrese Maxey and whoever he was guarding was effective last night. That was Schroeder's trying to find his rhythm. We'll get some sound on Dennis Schroeder because he spoke after the game about, you know, hey, I'm trying to get down to split action, the patented play that the Warriors run, the split action where you get the ball to the post, guy split screen, and boom. Next thing you know, a guy flares off that screen, and he's hitting a three or whatnot, or he's diving to the rim. Dennis Schroeder is starting to let's see if he can figure this thing out, because I do like him. I like his demeanor, but he's just never played the style. So give him some time. I hear it, but time is running out for the Warriors because the deadline is coming up February 6th, so you got to figure this thing out over the next couple of weeks.
If my math is correct, I think I counted 17 games up until the trade deadline they have. 17 games remaining until February 6th, right? They play the Lakers that night, but it's the earlier in the day, obviously. 12 o'clock Pacific time is when the deadline is. So, yeah, 17 games to prove if you're going to be a team to believe in or not to believe in. As we go, we believe with the Golden State Warriors. And to your point about Dennis Schroeder, why I like the acquisition is, you know, I think he's just going to be I thought he was going to be a good fit, and that remains to be seen a little bit here. Definitely his best game as a Warrior, I believe, last night and that win. But I just like how he plays on the court. Like, he plays, like, with this flair that is just fun to watch. He's got some swag on the court, and he just brings something that's unique to this team. And he's not the biggest guy. He's got a longer wingspan, but he's sick. Like, listen, he's 6'1".
Yep.
He's a scrappy player. He does the little things sometimes, but he also does some things that make you pull your hair out. But I like that they have a player that kind of lives on that edge, right?
Yep.
Like, Draymond lives on the edge in a different way, but Schroeder does some boneheaded things, but he'll dive on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're going to get everything you've got when it comes to Dennis Schroeder. Not like what I saw Joel Embiid yesterday at times. I know what I'm getting from Dennis Schroeder at the end of the day, so I don't crush him as hard as you know, some other players where I'm expecting more out of. This is a guy that's coming to a situation. This is, it's his, what, 18 in 8 years, something like that? Or 8 seasons, 8 different teams, something ridiculous like that? Mm-hmm. Like, he's played in so many different variants and styles, and that's got to take a toll on a guy. So just joining a team with two future Hall of Famers, not one, but with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green, that demand a lot out of you. Hell, we've seen Draymond get on the likes of Buddy Hield, who's been a longtime NBA veteran. He's not afraid to do that. So hopefully this is a sign of Dennis Schroeder and things to come for him to play well now going forward.
Well, here's what he said last night about adjusting to playing with this new team and Steph and Draymond. Here's Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, you know, the last couple of years, what they've been doing has been working and it's great. And for me, it's I played with a lot of people in my career, and I always can adjust. And whatever they ask me, you know, to do, I'm always ready for it. But it's gonna take a little bit of time.
Here's more on that.
The last 10 days, 12 days have been tough, but luckily won the game today. Played very well, shared the ball, played with force, and we stayed aggressive. And the most important, we had fun. And we just got to get back to that. And, of course, I have to adjust to the team. And, it's getting there.
You know, he said the word fun right there and playing with joy. And I do think we kind of get bogged down in the X's and O's a lot. And sometimes it's as simple as, listen, when you're winning, it's fun. And when the shots are going in, it's just fun. And when you're playing free and you don't have this, you know, and you go back to the rotation and you know what your role is on a given night, that makes that a lot easier. And a guy that exudes so much fun on the court is what I was just kind of getting at, is Dennis Schroeder when everything's going well. And no, it hasn't been going well as of late, and he's been, you know, struggling to fit in here. But you saw what it could be last night. And again, we're not, it's the Sixers, too. There's part of that.
They got talent on that
but
team,
they got
though.
Talent,
it's
but
an
no,
NBA
no, no,
team
no.
that's trying to find its way.
But I don't want to.
Listen, I've said this all season. You can't control what the other team
no,
does. You control
no.
how you play.
Correct.
Control what you control.
Correct.
And right, last night, the Warriors played the right way.
It is. It's a step, but they need to show us. And,
oh,
and for
of course,
trust,
consistency.
Yes,
you're a 500
consistency.
Team. You're a 500
exactly.
team. There's no
That's
doubt. You got to
stack
wins.
But it was a good step in the right direction. And playing with joy. And you just saw it from top to bottom. And the entire team, no one had a frown on their face yesterday.
Nah, nobody's going to pop champagne and say
no.
that, hey, man, they've arrived. They're back. No, you got to stack these wins. And this weekend is huge. It's huge against Memphis and Sacramento. Can you win these two games? Can you win these two games and then get ready for the Miami Heat in a homestand with 4 straight victories? That is the key here for the Golden State Warriors. And then if they can get to 20-16, 19-17, or whatever it is, all of a sudden you go on the road to Detroit and Indiana for a back-to-back next weekend, and it's not going to be easy on that back-to-back. They got some players in both Detroit and Indiana.
Detroit's not the worst team in the league like they've been for a while. No, they got talent.
They ran the Warriors a couple years ago. Yeah. They got speed, man. They got athleticism. Yeah, Sadiq Bey.
Forever Warrior, Sadiq Bey.
Forever Warrior. Here's Draymond Green when he was asked about Dennis Schroeder.
He brings a different mentality, a different aggressiveness, and yet what we've needed. You know, I think the last piece is his offense. We need that also. And, you know, he's starting to get more aggressive, which we like. You know, it takes some time to come in the middle of the season and try to find your way, especially on a team that's struggling, you know. And, I think he's starting to do that. He's starting to figure out where to find his shots. Like I said, he's being more aggressive. But also what he brings to us on the defensive end is huge. With the way he gets into the ball for the opposing team, best ball handler, it changes a lot of things for us. So he's starting to come along, and it's great because we need him to be really good for us to be good.
That's Draymond Green on Dennis Schroeder, and he's not lying there. So nice night. For Dennis Schroeder, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Sam Gordon, San Francisco Chronicle, a main man. We can talk some boxing with him, too. He's a big boxing fan.
Oh,
yeah, he'll
Dante
join us.
Wilder retiring.
Yeah, he did he really?
Mm-hmm.
He needed to.
Yeah.
He needed to. It was done.
Smart to do that now, like because you see some guys that don't know when to hang it up, and it could be, unfortunately, fatal going forward. So
he was cooked.
Yeah.
So good for him. For retiring, but we had a great heavyweight fight with Fury and Usyk, and Usyk,
he's
put hands on him. He's the guy right now.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Sam Gordon about the Warriors. He covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle, and We'll talk to Katie Carraway.
Oh, KC.
ESPN 1320.
How are they feeling about their Kings right now?
We're
Him and Damian not very happy about that firing from Mike Brown.
And he's a big Niner fan.
He is.
Big Niner fan. So we'll get his thoughts on the Niners moving forward as they do have a game against Arizona. They do have a game. It may be meaningless, but they have a game.
It's not meaningless to a couple people. I would like to see George Kittle, finish with the most yards for any tight end this year. That would be big for him. I think he's playing for a first-team All-Pro mm-hmm. position, so he's playing mm-hmm. for something. And some of these backups are also playing for something as well. I mean, there's going to be auditions. You're auditioning for the rest of the league at any given Sunday, Bonte. So
Ricky Pearsall.
Hey, Josh Dobbs is looking for a backup job somewhere else, probably.
Possibly.
I don't think he's going to be there next year for the 49ers. So he's going to have an opportunity.
No doubt.
And hey, is Kyler Murray going to play in this game? Because I want to see some more from Kyler Murray, who also might be playing for his job going forward in Arizona.
Arizona, what a fade they had.
Right.
They had that game. Kiss the Rams, 13-9.
Bonte, I knew they were done when I started hearing rumblings and conversations on ESPN of topics on their screen for GetUp saying, should Kyler Murray be in the MVP conversation? I was like, oh, they're cooked. As soon as that popped up, I was there's no chance they're living up to that.
Stop.
And then
Kyler's playing well.
And then he wasn't.
But no, I'll tell you one guy who is playing well, though, Trace Jackson Davis.
He
his last seven games for the Warriors. Wow.
Box score wasn't sexy for him yesterday, but again, you have to watch the game.
Yes. The activity was great last night. So we'll talk more Warriors. 888-957-9570. Are you coming around on this team? What did you make of last night? Then we can get to the 49ers. Also, we'll get to the Jimmy Butler sound. Because I'm asking Warrior fans. A lot of Warrior fans want Jimmy Butler, from what I hear. We'll play some sound from Jimmy Butler from last night. Now I'll read you his game logs from the last 2 nights.